So just find yourself a comfortable position in your chair with a relatively straight back. Ears and shoulders in line with each other. Your eyes either gently closed or slightly open. Your breathing in through the nose, out through the nose, or in through the nose, out through the mouth, whichever you're more comfortable with. I'd like you to take a few slightly deeper breaths as you breathe in, breathe your awareness into your body, into the here and now. As you breathe out, I'd like you to release tension from your body mind. As you exhale, and I'd like us just to, like we did in the previous exercise, I'd just like to touch upon the experience of acknowledging and recognizing a safe space, a physically safe space, a psychologically safe space. So we're going to be investigating something relatively challenging in this exercise. So just recognize you're physically safe right now, you're in a physically safe space and a psychologically safe space, you're under no imminent threats to your well-being. You can allow yourself to relax, you can allow yourself to rest at ease. What I'd like you to do is I'd like you now to deliberately bring to your attention an area of your life that you know has certain challenges going on within that space, within that the dynamic of that relationship or whatever the circumstances are. So bring to mind an experience that you're going through in your life right now where there is a mixture of feelings. Where there are things that you know you need to look at, but you keep finding ways of distracting yourself or moving away from what is there. And I want you to bring that situation to mind vividly enough so that you can start to touch upon the feelings, ideas and thoughts that are present in that situation. You can start to feel the emotionality of that situation within your body, but not so vividly that you find yourself completely taken away by it. And I'd like you just to, first of all, just introduce the perspective of mindful curiosity into your investigation of what you're seeing and what you're experiencing. So just by being a little bit more objective, I'd just like you to think to yourself, you know, what is really going on here? What can I discover within myself about what's happening? If I bring just the experience of curiosity, investigative curiosity, to this circumstance, what do I start to see? What do I start to discover? And the key here is try as far as you can not to edit the things that you start to see, the emotions that start to become present within the body, the kind of thoughts and judgments that you might have around the situation. Don't edit what comes up, just allow it all to be there, acknowledge what is there, accept what is there with this experience of curiosity. So curiosity is, it has a light quality, it has a lightness to it, it's just like an interest. So this kind of light quality of mindful curiosity, just allowing yourself to see the situation through the eyes of curiosity. And when you, if you start to encounter things that make you a little bit uncomfortable, then we bring into play the second C, that is courage. So that is to say, the courage to acknowledge the aspects of the situation that we don't feel comfortable with, that are a threat to our self-esteem, that make us feel confused. So quite often these kind of slightly edgy areas of our life circumstances are difficult to confront, but they're also often areas where there is the most to gain by focusing upon. So just use this perspective of mindful courage just to bring to mind the least comfortable aspects of the experience, the ones that you least want to acknowledge, and just hold them in your awareness. You don't need to do anything with them for now. Use the quality of courage within yourself to see what you need to see, to acknowledge and accept what you need to acknowledge and accept about the circumstances. And finally, the last quality that I'd like us to bring to mind is just the experience of care or compassion. So this is really just the quality where you are bringing an energy of self-support to the experience that you're going through. You're treating the situation and the people involved and yourself as if they are valuable, as if they have value, as if they're important. And again, just seeing what sort of quality of experience the energy of care brings to the situation. So care is just almost like the quality of holding gently, mindfully and strongly. Okay, so if there is one conclusion, one point of focus that you take out of this meditation or this exercise, I'd like you just to think, if there's one thing that I'm going to take from this exercise, one conclusion or one insight, I'd like you to note it now, so that when you next find yourself in that situation, there is a clear recognition of this particular insight and how you're going to use it. So then, without being in a hurry, over the next couple of minutes, or our next couple of breaths rather, I'd like you to open your eyes, relax your concentration, bring the exercise to a close.